Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
One of our guests last week said this was the park that resonated with her to be the biggest slice of Americana. Our guest today is Caitlin Liming. Caitlin, you are the chief of staff for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the most visited national park in America. Is it because some people are just driving through and don't stop, or how many visitors do you see every year?
We see about 12 million visitors a year, and we truly are the most visited national park. We see people that come here year after year. We have a lot of repeat visitors from local communities and from afar. We see a lot of visitors from around the world. And we're located within a day's drive of half the United States population. So part of it is location and proximity, but we're also just a really beloved park and you know, have so much to offer.
Yeah, you can get to the Great Smoky Mountains 8.5, maybe 9 hours from Chicago. What is the one hidden gem that most tourists miss?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of hidden gems. You know, even with 12 million visitors, you know, if you're willing to get a little bit off the beaten path, you can find quiet and you know, and find yourself on a trail without a lot of other people. So, you know, a lot of people know the routes in from Gatlinburg or Cherokee, but I'd say if folks are visiting us for the first time or a repeat visitor, you know, also consider some of those other parts of the park like Cosby, Greenbrier, Cataloochee. You know, it's a huge park, 500,000 acres. So I always encourage people to get off the beaten path and see something new.
And I feel like every time I see anyone who's visiting the Great Smoky Mountains, they inevitably always post a picture of a black bear. Any idea how many black bears are roaming that area?
Our estimates say about 1,900 black bears, and it is very common to see one on your trip. A lot of people see way more than one, so it is common. You know, I've seen a lot of bears and it's still so special to me. We just ask that people, you know, when you see them, you know, enjoy that moment, observe from afar and really help us keep those black bears wild. Also home to a population of elk, which you'll likely see, and 22,000 other species that we know of. So one of the most biodiverse parks in the country.
I didn't know you had that many elk. And why did they call it the salamander capital of the world?
Yeah. So we have more salamanders in the Smokies than you can find anywhere else in the world, which is one of my favorite fun facts. So we have 31 different salamander species, and they range from teeny tiny to the hellbender, which are one of the largest species of salamanders. They love the moist environment here, and they're always one of my favorite critters to spot in the park.
What's your favorite spot in the park that never gets old for you?
Oh gosh, so many. You know, we have just hundreds of miles of streams, and so I've got a couple streams that are my favorite spots. But I just love you know, sitting along a stream, going for a hike along streams. There's so much, so many bodies of water in this park to explore, and so that's one of my favorite things.
And that just requires hiking. Are there guided hikes or are there maps that people hike on their own? And is that the best way to really get a feel for the park?
Yeah, we have about 800 miles of trail, and I do encourage folks that are, you know, that are up for it to get out there. And we really have something for everyone. We have trails that, you know, might just take you an hour or so, and then we have people that really get out there and spend, you know, a night or even several nights in the backcountry. You know, if you're looking for a guided hike, there's lots of companies and local communities that do that. We also have free ranger-led hikes for some shorter trails. So lots of opportunities, whether you're an experienced hiker or willing to, you know, interested in trying this for the first time. I think it's a really great park for all levels of hikers.
That's nice. Caitlin Liming is the chief of staff for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. We're focused on national parks as we celebrate America's birthday. And you are the most visited national park in the U.S., so how do you balance popularity with preservation?
You know, it really is a balance, and it's always a challenge. You know, we love how much people enjoy this park and how many visitors we get, but, you know, we're also tasked with preserving this park for this and for future generations in perpetuity, right, which is a challenge. So we do really work to, you know, make sure that we're providing incredible park experiences while also preserving the natural resources, right, the wildlife, the water, the plants, but also our cultural resources. We have a rich cultural history and a lot of historic buildings. So that's something we work on every single day and that all rangers are engaged with. And we, you know, the public has a big role in helping with us, helping us with that too. You know, if you're staying on a trail, if you're leaving no trace, if you're, you know, only parking in designated spots, those things all help us preserve this park for the future.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. What a big job you have. And I think that just listening to you for these few minutes has encouraged me. It's time to make that drive again.
Yeah, come see us.
Caitlin Liming, Chief of Staff for the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, about 8.5, maybe 9 hours from Chicago, very drivable.